I'm Suzanne Redman, and welcome to The Left Brain Artist. In my interview with artist Karen Wagner, she recommended that artists start local first before trying to reach a national audience. It's worked well for her, as she is now known in our area and gets invited to many gallery shows. In today's business episode, I'm going to talk about how you can find and get into your local art scene. It's very important for artists to venture out of their studios, meet other artists, and visit art venues if they want to get their work shown and sold. One of the best ways to do this is to see if your town or county has an arts council. Often you can find this by looking at the government websites. The department might be called Public Art, or Art in Public Places, or Art Council. In our county, we have the Palm Beach County Cultural Council, which has a physical gallery and office. They host gallery shows and change them out every few months. They're also a clearinghouse of art information. You can find lists of upcoming county events, calls to artists, and artists of note on their website. Start going to your council's artist receptions and see what type of art they show, and meet the other artists. Talk to them and find out how they got to show their work there and what was their experience with the council. The council may also hold workshops that are open to artists, possibly talking about business or social media. For our council, if you pay a yearly fee and become a member, you are invited to all of their special events, and the workshops are free. You'll also want to start going to local galleries, museums, and art schools. They will have shows that you can start attending and learn about so that you can eventually show your work there as well. Attending an artist reception is a great way to meet more artists. You can pick their brains and find out where they are showing their work, which venues make good sales, and how they market their work, and if they've used experts for photographing their work or designing a website, and if they're members of any local artist groups. Introduce yourself to the gallerist at the reception, but don't expect to take up too much of their time that night. Art receptions are a very busy time for the gallery owner. Make contact with them, perhaps leave them your card, but come back to the gallery during a time when it is less busy. When you do go back, be sure to bring your portfolio so you can show them your work. Don't waste a visit by not showing them what you do. All right, now let me go back to talking about artist groups. I can't emphasize enough the benefits of joining a local art group. These groups can be a wealth of information on what's happening in your community's art scene. For a few years, I helped run the Wellington Art Society in Wellington, Florida. They are a group of over 100 artists. They have monthly meetings and invite an artist to give a demo or talk about their work. This is valuable, whether they work in your medium or not, because you can hear about how they run their business, how they sell and market their art, and how they have evolved over time. They also host rotating galleries of artwork, and these calls to artists are free for members to submit. Not only do they offer group shows at the local City Hall and Community Center, but they also offer a solo show that changes every 3 months. They will mentor you through the development of the show, giving clear instructions as to the number of paintings needed, the size of the walls, and how to market the show for your solo reception. This is a great opportunity for a first solo show. They also hold a 2-day outdoor art show and will help you get prepared for that. The local arts groups are in the business of helping one another, so I highly recommend seeing if your area has one. In our county, there are quite a few. Some are guilds connected to art museums. Some are for certain cities, although the Wellington Art Society will accept members from anywhere throughout the county. And some are countywide. Be sure and go back to my business episode number 2, where I talk more in depth about artist groups. Another way you can find out about your local art scene is to just keep your eyes open when you visit area restaurants and businesses. Many places will hang art on their walls and have them available for sale. If you see that, just ask the manager if they'd be interested in displaying your art. Be sure and have some photos available with you so you can show them your art. You may not think that art sells in restaurants, but it does. It's also great when someone asks you what your art looks like and you can tell them, well, go look at this restaurant and this library and this gallery. Then they'll know you're a serious artist because you are getting it out there to be seen. Be sure and leave your business cards at the business too, so people can contact you to see more of your art. And you may have a favorite business that doesn't have any art, but you see that they have blank walls and could benefit by having art on display. Don't be afraid to ask one of those managers if they'd like to display your art. Keep in mind, though, that if you approach a business like that, you will probably be the one who does the actual hanging of your art, so make sure you have those skills first. Expand your idea of what businesses can use some art and check out banks, professional office centers, medical offices, coffee shops, and design firms. Another way you can get your artwork out there locally is to donate to a community charity event. These can be great exposure, or not, so look into the charity first and how the event is run. A live auction of one of your pieces will be much more noticed than a piece sitting at a table with 100 other items like gift baskets that are done in a silent auction. Only you can decide if it is worth your while to donate a piece of art with no chance of receiving any income from it. Local art shows and festivals are also a great way to sell your art. It's hard work, but some artists sell hundreds and thousands of dollars of art at two-day shows. Listen to my business episode number 16 to find out more about outdoor art shows. But I want to talk about another benefit here. Selling your art in a show booth is a great way to have one-on-one interactions with potential customers. Often they will enter your booth and want to meet and talk with the artist. That's your opportunity to show them your personality and tell them something interesting about a piece or technique. You may find that they'll take your card and contact you after the show for certain pieces. You can also encourage them to sign up for your mailing list so you can keep them informed of future shows. This is also a great way to get students for art classes. Attendees of art shows are art lovers, and they often want to take classes to learn some techniques. Signing 10 new students to your classes will be worth more than selling one painting at a show, so be sure to promote everything that you do when you are at local shows and art festivals. You also might want to look for local live painting opportunities. These may be at community festivals, grand openings of businesses, charity fundraisers, or pop-up shops. In episode number 7, Nicole Galluccio talked about her live painting experience. While she was painting, she was able to talk to people who were curious about her work. Bring a couple finished pieces to show next to you while you're working, and be sure to bring a stack of business cards. You may find that it is much more comfortable talking to people while you are painting rather than just standing up at a public speaking event. You'll be able to answer their questions, and they'll be able to see your talent and your techniques. The last thing I want to talk about here is exposure. An artist constantly gets told that if they display their work or donate a piece of art, it will be good exposure. Yes, exposure is always good, but exposure doesn't pay the bills. Don't be afraid to ask for compensation for what you are doing. For example, for a charity event where you are going to donate a piece of your art, you could ask for a free ticket to the event in exchange for your donation. That way you could attend the event, meet the donors, and talk personally about your art. When you are displaying your art at a restaurant or other business, often the business will want a percentage of any sales. You could negotiate a lower percentage if you are doing the work of hanging your own art. For live painting, you should ask for a fee for providing this entertainment. They pay the musicians that entertain, don't they? So why not the artist? It won't hurt to ask, and if they say no, then you should move on. Your time and skills are money, and you should be compensated accordingly. What about the shows where you display your artwork but you don't sell any pieces? Well, that did end up being pure exposure. But don't stop showing your work. Evaluate how the work is being seen and by how many patrons. You'll have to decide if that exposure is worth it. But really, the artwork is better out in public hanging on a wall than home in your closet. You just may have to search around for a better location that may gain some sales. You want to make sure that the artwork can easily be seen, and your name, the artwork title, and its price is also easily seen. And if you can hold a mini opening for your art, ask them, ask the business to invite all their contacts, and you will invite all of yours. Maintain a good email list that you can tap into for opportunities like this. If someone attended one of your events before, chances are they'll want to again. And definitely invite back those that have bought pieces before. You can send them a special note describing your new work or series. Showing your work locally is all about opportunity. It is certainly an opportunity for a sale, but it is also an opportunity for the community to get to know you. Your goal should be to build relationships with potential buyers. Think of some of these opportunities, like showing your work in a coffee shop or bank, as stepping stones towards showing in galleries. The more you show your work, the more you will learn about professionalism, like delivering your artwork on time, having it wired and ready to hang, providing clear title card information for every piece of art, starting an email list, using it, and expanding it at every single event, and doing your own advertising of your art and where it can be found using your website and social media. All of these things are skills that you will develop over time so that when you do receive an opportunity to show your work in a gallery, you're ready. Your professionalism will increase your chance of getting into a show and increase your chance of being invited back. I hope you enjoyed this mini business episode of The Left Brain Artist. Next week, I will be interviewing artist Roxanne Evans Stout, who is from Southern Oregon, but she teaches art workshops all over the world. I'm Suzanne Redman. See you next time.